Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C. Happy to be joined this morning by Lisa Murphy of Southern Climate Solutions. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you?
I am doing so well. How are you doing in this Thanksgiving week?
I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I can't believe it's here already. I'm sure everyone's getting things ready, doing last-minute trips to the grocery. Seems like we always forget something, so hope everybody has a great holiday. Just heard the weather report. It looks like at least the storms will miss us for Thanksgiving, but it seems like the rest of the week, Ruthie, doesn't look too good, too promising with the winds and the rain, and I think I actually saw some temperatures dipping down into the 30s already.
Oh, gearing up for that. I know I don't mind it cold, but with the wet coming in, I'm definitely going to be hunkered on the couch.
Yeah, I hear you. Me too. But, you know, this time of year, it's something that most people really don't think about humidity too much. Because when the temps drop, it's not always as obvious to us as to how humid it really is. I happened to look at it yesterday, for example, and, you know, you had that wet, dry wind, and it was 78% humidity. So, you know, even in the fall and winter, we deal with extremes here in our region in the Southeast. And high humidity, which most people don't realize, creates a lot of issues in our homes. Actually, all of our structures, our businesses, it can promote what we call sick building syndrome or sick home syndrome in some cases. And that's because high humidity creates excess moisture, and that moisture collects inside the structure, inside our homes. And when you have excess moisture, that leads to mold and fungi growth. And that can really lead to some serious health problems. So, you know, not only does your home suffer, but so does your health. A lot of people, you know, in that indoor environment, when you're around that kind of thing, you can have a lot of reactions to what's going on in your home. So it's really important living in our climate to be aware of what's going on inside your home so that both you and your home can stay healthy. What we do at Southern Climate Solutions is create permanent solutions to control your indoor environment and to make sure that excess moisture doesn't exist, that you stay in those healthy levels. And when you keep that in those indoor levels of RH under control, that prevents mold.
And I know health is such just a topic this year. Gosh, have we talked about much else as staying healthy? And so I'm curious, Lisa, about the signs in your home that your indoor humidity is too high. What are some of those signs?
Yeah, one of the most common things that people experience is condensation. So that excess condensation, you may see it on your windows. A lot of people this time of year in particular are calling and saying it's raining inside my house. So you get that dripping going on your windows. If your AC vents are dripping, that's due to high indoor humidity. And that extra moisture, that creates sort of a petri dish effect in your home. Another sign people sort of pass off is musty odors. A musty smell comes from mold and fungi. And we get a lot of calls that where people are experiencing cupping floors, cupping hardwood floors. That's what happens when floors are holding too much moisture. So, you know, we had a caller last week, I think, where she was having gapping floors, which it was at the end of the show and sort of got cut off, but it was an interesting topic because you can gap if the humidity is too low, which, you know, is like, are you running a heater? What's going on with the humidity? Because it's really odd for around here. And wood is meant, right, to expand and contract. But when you get that, you know, that excess moisture and your floors become saturated, they will cup. And those, you know, those things, the condensation, the dripping vents, the musty odors, all of those things are signs that you're really dealing with a moisture issue inside the house and potentially an unhealthy home.
Yeah. And so I imagine, you know, if your home is unhealthy, then that also means the people who are living inside the home are also going to be affected, right?
Yeah. You know, and we see it a lot, you know, a lot of people, especially now, you know, mentioned earlier, a lot more people, they're working from home, they're spending a lot more time in their home, and they're starting to notice, you know, things that they may not have noticed being out of the house most of the day and going to the office. So you have these folks working, you know, at home, spending that extra time. But health issues can actually be another sign of the hazards of excess moisture in your home, because with it promoting mold, people are affected in so many ways. So if you experience things like chronic sinusitis, chronic cold-like symptoms, if you're sneezing, you know, you've got maybe some respiratory issues, skin irritation, it'd be a good idea. You know, I mean, everybody gets a cold. I'm not saying every time you're sneezing or you have those kind of issues, it's related to an issue inside your house, but it's very common that something in your home could be bothering you. So look at what's going on inside your home, because what people sometimes don't understand is mold is the number one cause of chronic sinusitis. And with more people, again, spending more time in their homes due to COVID, it's just an issue that we're hearing from our customers, you know, our future customers more and more, that this is something they're experiencing. But, you know, unfortunately, in our climate, which is actually one of the most humid in the U.S., excess moisture is something that we all just need to understand better. People tend to understand mold, but they're not aware of that underlying cause, and that's moisture. So, and that's really what a commercial grade moisture control solution does. It controls the climate and the moisture levels in your home to keep it at healthy levels of indoor relative humidity.
And so I know we're talking about things that are, you know, there's unhealthy versus healthy. So what are the healthy levels? Like, what are the target levels of indoor relative humidity?
Right. At Southern Climate Solutions, we like to keep indoor relative humidity between 40 and 50% in our region. That's healthy for our climate. Those levels promote superior indoor air quality. They prevent mold. And I said prevent mold. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's the key. You can prevent mold when you control that indoor environment. And that's really important in protecting your investment and to keep your family healthy.
That's it. And so I want to remind everyone that if you have a question or you have some signs or symptoms in your home that you think are related to humidity or could possibly be based on this, you know, awesome background information, Lisa, that you're providing, I want to give everyone the opportunity to call or text 437-1620. If you have questions or an issue to be addressed, I think, like you mentioned last week, I know I got so caught up in the conversation, we lost track of time about, you know, too low of humidity. But so now I'm curious about, what is the best way for people to monitor their indoor relative humidity? How do you track that?
Yeah, there's a device. It's called a hygrometer. Everyone in our, you know, region should really own one and monitor their indoor relative humidity, just like we monitor our temperature. They're relatively inexpensive. You can pick one up at any box store. Plus, it's close to Christmas, right? What a great Christmas gift that would make to make sure your home and your family are safe from the hazards of high humidity, to start understanding what's going on, you know, inside that home. So, you know, grab a hygrometer to ensure that you're, you know, within that 40 to 50% range. If you're not, you know, keep your eye on that. Give us a call. If you have chronic, you have chronic high humidity, that's chronic excess moisture, then, you know, you definitely want to get that taken care of. And you can always give us a call at 850-319-7489 and sort of talk that through. One thing you need to pay attention to is when indoor relative humidity is at 60% and above. Ruthie, you ask about the healthy and the unhealthy. So that's when you're getting into the really unhealthy levels of indoor relative humidity. because at 60%, you're promoting mold growth. That's, you know, that's the cutoff there. So when you put that hygrometer in the house, then, you know, watch that and watch that level. And you don't want to be consistently over 60%. And mold, you know, it's not always obvious. You may actually smell it before you see it, or you may smell it and never see it. That musty odor that we talked about earlier is what you're going to smell. And mold, it grows on anything organic. So draperies, furniture, your mattress, linens, the smell may be present, you know, and you may not see that, those invisible little microscopic, you know, mold particles anywhere. And some of the molds are clear, right? Not all molds are black. A lot of people think of mold, they think of black mold, but some of the more dangerous molds are actually clear, which makes them impossible to see. But, you know, with the condensation issues on windows, you may see mold growth there. But always keep in mind that mold and fungi thrive on moisture. So the only way to prevent it is to control that moisture in your home. And commercial dehumidification, which is what we do here at Southern Climate Solutions, it's the best way to control it. And that's actually according to the U.S. Department of Health. The best way to control moisture, excess moisture in your home, is commercial dehumidification. It has many, many benefits.
Yeah, so that was kind of my next question, Lisa. I know we're talking about preventing mold and, of course, creating that superior indoor air quality, which is just wonderful. Like, of course, you want the best possible air in your home that you're breathing. But I know there are some other benefits that come along mm-hmm. with the solutions that Southern Climate Solutions offer. So you talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, so when, you know, you think about mold and you know that's unhealthy, but many people don't realize there are molds that actually eat the cellulose in your wood. So we see homes, particularly crawl space homes, that may have wood rot due to mold. Our solutions prevent that type of structural damage, or we stop it when you start to control that environment. So we preserve structures. That's one of the benefits. And excess moisture attracts moisture-seeking pests like termites. We curb that too. Virus and bacteria, they also need moisture to thrive. So our solutions help reduce the threat of those kind of pathogens, you know, in your home. One benefit that people are typically sort of surprised by is that commercial dehumidification promotes energy savings. And many of our customers see, you know, a 10 to 20% savings in their energy costs after we install a solution. And that's because a drier space is naturally cooler. So the demand on your AC becomes much less. Which is actually a benefit, right? Because you're drawing less on your AC, which means you aren't using it as much, which hopefully gives it a little bit more longevity. But on average, our customers who typically, say, set their thermostat 70, 72 degrees, which is common here in the summer, they can raise it to 77, 78 degrees, and they're really comfortable versus cold and clammy. And again, you're talking about a dry indoor environment versus is that damp one. So at higher temperatures, you're much more comfortable because you've removed that moisture from the air. So that's a great benefit there on the energy side. And just a little statistics, and this is according to the EPA, for every degree you raise your thermostat, you can save up to 3% in energy costs. So again, going back to that idea of raising the thermostat from 72 to 78 can equate to about an 18% savings every month. And who doesn't like to save money, right, on their energy costs? So those are some of the great benefits beyond, right, preventing mold that a commercial grade moisture control solution offers.
Well, I know I'm one of those people who likes to save money. And I'm thinking now, I'm glad you mentioned about air conditioning. So what role does air conditioning play? Does that help with indoor humidity?
Yeah, you know, of course, to some extent, it does, yes. But in our climate, it's more difficult. It's just not as efficient or effective. We have so much excess humidity along the Gulf Coast. There's really just not enough runtime with AC to overcome that excess moisture. So, you know, here's what happens. People are uncomfortable, right, in their homes. They keep turning the thermostat down, 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 trying to get more comfortable. Then they get cold and clammy. And that clammy feel is the moisture. The other issue with dropping the thermostat real low, too low, is that running the AC can actually promote more moisture in your home because cold air holds less moisture than warm air. And what happens? That moisture ends up getting dispersed right throughout your home and creates, again, we go back to that petri dish effect. So you're dispersing that moisture, it's landing on organic things, and it's starting to grow. So, really, and this is according to the US Department of Health, again, the best way to control moisture, to control it, AC makes you cooler. Commercial dehumidification keeps you drier. So the best way to do that is through commercial dehumidification.
Oh, okay. So now I'm understanding why exactly my house is cold and clammy, like you mentioned, because we are definitely the bump it down to 70 type of family. But, and really, Lisa, our house is new, I have to say. Like, it's new construction, and we're still facing some of these issues. So, would you say that, like, in what you've seen, is this every home in our area that really moisture issues are impacting?
Yeah, well, sure. It's the nature of our environment, our climate, right? So it really doesn't matter whether your home, all homes, new homes, old homes, condos, you know, buildings, any structures, right? We're all going to suffer from our natural environmental condition when excess humidity is the way it is here. There really aren't many homes that we go through that we can't find mold. So it really is important for everyone listening to, again, pick up that hygrometer and give your indoor RH a check and make sure that you're in that healthy, you know, range of 40 to 50%. And there are other things, right? People always ask, well, is there anything else, you know, I can do, right, to help prevent or, you know, that excess moisture in my home. Of course, commercial dehumidification is a permanent solution. It will control that indoor environment. But other things, you know, to promote better air circulation in your home, ward off moisture a little bit, run your ceiling fans. Leave your bedroom doors, bathroom doors open, you know, let that air circulate. Run the fans in the bathroom when you're showering because, you know, everyday things also cause excess moisture, like cooking, drying clothes. You know, you're running the dryer, you feel that? That's moisture. Even showering. So fans and open doors really help to keep the air in your home circulating, which is also a good thing. One thing, get your vents checked. You know, clean the ducts, right? Because ducts tend to hold a lot of moisture. Again, moisture is the underlying cause of mold. So that can be, you know, that's an area you don't want to not take care of. I know that's a double negative, but check your ducts, get them clean, give Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care a call. They do a great job because, you know, when you think of your duct and possibility of it, you know, it's moist in there and mold being in there, and when it blows, where's it going? So get those ducts clean. But, you know, we really do see a lot of, you know, bad issues out there. That excess moisture, it really causes a lot of problems. We have customers, that have had so many problems before we installed a moisture control solution. They may have gone through remediation even more than once. And that's, you know, really costly. But, you know, like most people, they just aren't aware or weren't educated about the underlying issue. You know, they think, okay, we're fixing it, right? We're going to get rid of it. But unless you control the moisture with a permanent solution, that mold will return, and it's going to return quickly. And that's really what we enjoy, you know, about our business. We solve problems. We provide permanent solutions to battle our high humidity and excess moisture. So, a big part of our job is, you know, knowing that we're keeping families and homes safe.
That's it. And we do have a question coming in, Lisa. This is a text question from a listener who is curious. Is there a specific size of home that Southern Climate Solutions focuses on? Is there like too big, too small? How does that work?
The answer is no. You know, we really have solutions for any kind of home. And it comes in different applications. So it doesn't matter the size. We'll do a 600 square foot condo, just like we'll do a 6,000 square foot home. But it's with different applications. And that's the beautiful nature, right, of our business, is we have 20 years experience in dealing with all these different types of structures. So while a crawl space home is different than a slab home, which is different than a condo, and or a condo complex common area, we do have solutions for all of those things. And it may be, and not maybe, it's a combination of different types of equipment and different types of applications to not only ensure that your space is being dried properly and the moisture is being controlled properly, but this circulation, right, the air circulation in your home is a critical factor in that. So it really is a matter of, you know, us going out, looking at the home, assessing the home, understanding how the home is laid out and the volume of the home in order to be able to put together the correct application to create a solution for that space.
So nothing too big or too small. And just in the last couple minutes here, Lisa, I want to make sure everyone knows the best way to get in touch. If they, you know, if they have questions on the program, of course, they're welcome to call or text in anytime we speak. But outside of this, you know, if they want to get in touch and find out more about their specific needs, how can they reach you?
Yeah, certainly. We're always happy to talk people through their issues, too. So certainly give us a call at Southern Climate Solutions, 850-319-7489. If you want to know more about our solutions and more about us, check us out at southernclimatesolutions.com. And you can check out our Facebook at Southern Climate Solutions, LLC. Lots of good information out there, no matter which way you go, but a good quick 15-minute call if you're experiencing some issues. We've pretty much seen it all, so never hesitate to call 850-319-7489.
So good. And so, Lisa, just in the last minute or so here, I'm curious, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, we are actually sticking at home this year, and it's just going to be the two of us. I have my children are in Ohio and California, and travel is just something that don't want to do this year, especially when I'm thinking about them and exposing them. So we're sticking at home, making it quiet and comfortable here and doing all the prep work for just the two of us. So it'll be a nice Thanksgiving for us.
Oh, well, good. I know we're doing the same thing, like safer at home and smaller is better, it sure seems like this year. But so happy to be able to speak with you this morning. And, you know, I don't know if I let you know this, Lisa, but I did get a hygrometer, so I've been able to start measuring my relative indoor humidity. I think I probably need to give you a call.
That's great. I'm glad to hear you did, because it all starts, you know, with everybody. It all starts with understanding it and educating yourself. It's why I love the show. We get to talk people through things they don't quite understand. Getting a hygrometer, Ruthie, that is like the first thing you need to do to start understanding that indoor environment. So I'm glad to hear you got one.
I did. Oh, and real quick, Lisa, before you go, where can people get one? Is that something that you can tell us?
Yeah, any of the big box stores, Lowe's, Home Depot, they have the hygrometer. So go grab one, make it a Christmas gift.